Hi, I'm Donna Miskolta. I was the curator of the 2009 Jack Straw Writers Program. And I'm happy that so many of the writers from that program are here today to share Kimon's work. Kevin Simmons was also a 2009 Jack Straw writer, and he wanted to be here but couldn't make the trip from his home in San Francisco. But he wanted me to share these words. Kimon was generous and kind to me. A more seasoned poet, she encouraged my writing and made me feel genuinely cherished, like I had something to contribute to the family of poets. She's multiplying light here and elsewhere. I'm confident of this and thankful, so thankful that I got to know her. As the 2009 Jack Straw Writers Program curator, I got to know Kimon through her poetry. As a prose writer, I was a little anxious about my ability to select from among the poetry submissions. It turned out to be both harder and easier than I had anticipated. Harder because there were so many excellent submissions. Easier because certain works right away caught my attention. I was drawn immediately to the work of Kimon Liberman. One of the topics she wrote about was her Vietnamese grandmother and the effects of the Vietnam War. This poem, Secondhand, is one of those. In it, she writes about the randomness of life and death. From a distance, I cannot say what she saw. Crimson splashed on a yellow mound of star fruit, or stains sliding liquid down a long silk sleeve. Backburst of flames like a shock of sunlight, or sheets of smoke mantling the market square. I know only that she turned away, mechanical, and started briskly homeward. Not callous, not cruel. She had small children to feed, and the fallen bodies were strangers in death, another numbered page for someone else's war. So my grandmother's fate called her away from the brash spotlight of the next grenade, and she turned and traced the black streets back to her doorstep, up the narrow staircase, the plain walk of that day and every day since. In the aftermath, we can choose new sides, recalculate angles, sketch maps and diagrams, analyze where and why and what not to repeat. But never my grandmother trailing survival. Never the bodies in the blood-bright flame. I tell this story because it is mine, secondhand, and because one more step means I never was. Maybe it is also yours, a cousin, a great uncle, your own clouded memory, or your own near miss, or you were the target, or you pulled the pin. Maybe each remembering hones a darker fiction. Maybe each fiction hides another borrowed life. Maybe this story is all that holds us here. I tell it still to reach at what I cannot know, a shard of truth that spins beyond my grasp. Among Kimon's notable traits were her curiosity and her love of research. She read about a subject, immersing herself in it, until she felt she could capture its essence in a poem. When I interviewed her as part of the Jack Straw Writers Program, I remember commenting to her that her poem Ant Explains Itself, that with her poem Ant Explains Itself, she rivals the great entomologist E.O. Wilson in conveying the life of an ant. Ant explains itself, a kinetic hunger, a quivering fuse, perpetual progress, joyous tremble, horizon unzipping forth, the distant sugar of home, of certain returning, but still always hunger to prod and stretch and burn the bitter truck-bound language. All fancy footwork, loopings and curlings, prisms, permutations, vast expanse of floor, wall, ceiling, of tree, root, ground, giddy dark brink of the wandering void. Sweet crush of brother scent, of cousin's corpse, the cloying imperative to follow and find and carry away, to trust the warm waxen chambers, the good glory within, the truest commands and most sacred edicts, whispering knowledge of where, of why, to scrabble, to zigzag, to be maimed, drowned, flattened, buried, trapped, inhaled, desiccated, lost, forgotten, to taste a crumb and not know the bread from the poison, to feel the wrap of web, the cradling chill, eight spindles shaking down the gossamer string. Oh, smallness pinned with such purpose, such infinite energies, to revel in each bright inch, each speckled step, each bit of destiny for the ones who come next and next.